Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-minute webinar. We're going to share a little information about that in just a couple of moments. Dandy Don is still on assignment. He's got me and Mr. Bill here holding down the fort. I'm joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is the honorary host here on the Toganet Radio. He also has a free ebook he'd like to give to you. Just go to myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. Myfreebook.me. The book is called Clarity Has No Story. And Bill is also the author of The 7 Levels of Truth. And Mr. Bill, you're with us today. My goodness. We got a good friend of yours from Hawaii who is here to visit with us. And we're so excited to have him on board, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, this is going to be it's going to be a great show. Very, very exciting show, Jim. It's great to be here again. And we sure have a lot of exciting things going on with that 6-minute webinar. It keeps building up a lot of excitement. People are just fascinated by how much clarity they get in focusing on their perfect customer and being able to enter into conversations with their perfect customer.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be doing a boot camp for the 6-minute webinar October 24th. And stay tuned. We'll be getting you more information on that. We're getting that all set up.
Absolutely.
Should we roll right into the show with Steve now?
I just want to make one comment before we do, sir. And
sure.
ladies and gentlemen, I had a call with a couple of gentlemen from a huge marketing firm. They have big clients. I'm talking about, you know, if I name the clients, you know who they are, like Ford Motor Company, Porsche, Audi, and several others like that. And I was sharing with him about the 6-minute webinar, and one of the guys just kind of like, wow, subconsciously thought out loud. He says, you can reach a multitude of people with that.
Yeah.
And that's so true. But, Bill, I'm going to let you introduce Mr. Steve Fraley. He's your friend. You've known each other for many, many years, and he's joining us all the way. He's on the west side, somewhere out in the ocean out there, west of California somewhere.
he's sitting on a rock out in the Pacific. On the island.
A beautiful rock.
Yeah. Steve, I've known Steve for a number of years, and I want to set up about the show today and say this and pay close attention to this, Jim. Mm-hmm. Steve produces what I call the best product in the world.
Mm.
And we're going to get into why I say that, literally the best product in the world. Noni, Steve does things with Noni that no one else in the world has been able to do. We're going to get into that.
Wow.
Noni is a medicinal fruit. And let me start out by introducing Steve Fraley with a Hawaiian organic noni. And Steve, let's just start right out with how noni got to Hawaii.
Okay. Well, first of all, aloha to all the listeners. it was a learning curve, you know, and it got to Hawaii as a canoe plant. The ethnobotanist at the University of Hawaii studied noni for about 6 years. It was not growing here. They believe it originated in Australia. There's pictorial references to Aborigines eating noni 40,000 years ago. The Polynesians got hold of it, and then they just found by taking it every day, eating it like a ripe tomato, it had health benefits. They didn't get sick. So when they migrated from island to island going across the South Pacific and they came to Hawaii, they brought about 27 plants called canoe plants. Noni was one of them because they valued it. So they brought it here.
They brought it as their medicine. Is that correct?
They brought it as their medicine. And actually, at times of famine, they ate it as raw food to feed the cells of the body. And so then, but they found, they noticed over times of taking it, they didn't get sick. And so they found as every day as part of their diet, they would eat some noni, again, to feed the cells of the body, to boost your immune system, to keep you healthy so they didn't get sick. And, it, you know, and so it was a learning curve for me. It was growing here on my, you know, in my property when I bought it back in the 80s. And I had to really talk to older Hawaiians of how they use it, because a lot of people are familiar with noni juice. We specifically don't do that because of potency.
So right. My introduction to noni, I'd known about noni juice for quite a while. But I was in Hawaii doing a photo shoot a number of years ago when I ran into Noni Bob over at the macadamia nut farm. and he introduced the product that Steve makes. He grows it, processes it. He'll talk about that in a minute. But I used to have, Jim, sciatica problems. Every few months it would come up, and man, it's just it's terrible, right?
Yeah,
I know. It hurts just as much when you're laying down. The pain is down my leg, and so anyway, I started eating Steve's noni raw food. He makes it noni in a raw food. I have never had a sciatic problem since.
Wow.
And I eat it every day. Now, noni is a medicinal fruit. It has many different Steve will tell you about the products that they make. It's an absolute miracle fruit. And Steve, he doesn't add anything to it, right? Why don't you talk about what you do with the noni, Steve, and then we're going to get more into your business and how people use it, but
okay,
how you actually handle the noni and make the raw food.
Okay, well, the problem with noni is fermentation. When you pick a mature fruit, with time it ripens. And when noni ripens, it goes from a hard white potato-looking fruit on a tree to a soft, clear, translucent like a ripe tomato you can squish in your hand. The problem with this, within 4 to 6 hours, it begins to ferment. Dr. Brian Issel did cancer research at the University of Hawaii for many years, and he's quoted as saying, if you allow fermentation to occur, you change the chemical compounds, create alcohol, destroys all the digestive enzymes, you destroy the potency. So our challenge was how to stop the fermentation. And it's very common to see noni juice, but I challenge people in Hawaii, go to Bishop Museum where they have all the archives and all the old diggings. You won't find a glass jar in Hawaii 150 years ago. Polynesians and Hawaiians never drank noni juice. They ate the fruit like a ripe tomato. So you can put it in a refrigerator, as Bill knows, it will ferment, even in a refrigerator. So we developed a process of it took us about 5 years to develop the equipment and the process of a very unique low heat dehydration system below 115 degrees, slowly evaporate the liquid, stabilize the compounds. And we'll talk about, we've had lab tests for potency, but it maintains the potency and gives it a 2-year shelf life. And it's called Noni Fruitler that Bill talked about. I take it every day.
So yeah, I do too. And in fact, I still use the noni lotion to shave every morning. That's what I do. I don't use shaving cream. I use noni lotion. So, Steve, you pick the fruit. Tell people what you do with it after you pick it.
Okay. Well, first of all, we grow it, we pick it, we process. We have total control. We don't multi-level market. We do total control of what we do. We are certified organic by the USDA, annual certification. We're approved by the USDA. And our kitchen is inspected by the FDA. But we grow it, we pick it white, and we do it about every fifth day. We pick 1,600 pounds of fruit. And if anybody's familiar with apples and pears, one pick in a year, noni produces fruit 10 months out of the year. Our trees produce 12 months out of the year. So it's always there. We bring it into the facility, we wash it, we hold it for about 2 to 3 days based upon the temperature and humidity. It gets ripe and we process, which we just did yesterday. And it takes about 8 hours to de-seed it, pulverize it, we put it on trays. We have 20-foot long dryers that we put it in. And it takes 60 hours to dehydrate slowly. So it's classified as raw food. You go above 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you kill 100% of the enzymes, whatever you're cooking. So we chose to maintain the potency doing it low heat. And we had to build the dryers. We had to build all the equipment. We could not buy them commercially because everybody's doing something very, very different. But our whole process was to maintain the potency.
Hmm. One thing I'm curious about, since I don't know anything about the noni, what does it taste like in the raw food? I'm just curious.
Okay, it's funny. When we used to do, before the COVID, we did farm tours, 2.5-hour free farm tours, educational. Mm. And we have, when the fruit ferments, it smells and tastes like your dirty, rotten socks. But noni is called cheesy fruit. The raw pulp, when you eat it, tastes and smells like blue cheese. So people who like that like the fruit. Most people don't like that, but the fruit leather, when we dehydrate it, takes a lot of that makes the palate much more palatable. Mm-hmm. And but you can take the fruit leather, put it in teas and waters, dissolve, drink it. You can add it to things to mask the flavor, but you get the benefit of the pulp. But noni has it's called cheesy fruit. It smells and tastes like blue cheese.
Hmm. So it's one of those deals that, you know, if your body likes it, you better like it too, huh?
Well, yeah, you know what? Not really. Actually, there's ways of masking. Smoothies. Mm-hmm. Put it in a smoothie.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
I take it, you know, I just take the fruit leather. It just literally, it's like a big square of leather. Cut it into quarters. Take it and just tuck it between my cheek and my gum. It does so many things. I was just with family in Vermont, as you know, Jim, and talking to my brother and sister-in-law about it. And she was talking about having a canker sore. And she said, Mom, I had a canker sore and I put noni on it and the canker sore was gone the next day.
Holy smokes.
Right. And it has over 165 medicinal compounds in it. And we'll get into that. I know that we're headed to break here in just a second. We've got a lot more questions for Steve. We're going to have a lot more exciting information for our audience, Jim.
And yes, sir.
At any moment here, we're going to go to tunes, but stay tuned. We've got a lot more for you.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Feel like you've been put on hold for days while trying to reach a customer service agent on the phone? Call me a mythomane because I sure do. That's a person who believes something is true when it isn't. In reality, a recent survey commissioned by text message service Talk2 found that more than 50% of consumers spend an average of 15 minutes per week on hold, which amounts to 13 hours per year and almost 43 days in a lifetime. According to the survey, Kentucky is the most impatient state, as Kentucky residents will hang up the soonest when placed on hold. What is another word for the fear of waiting for an extensive period of time? Macrophobia.
It's Martin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Futures Now is proudly sponsored by the 6-Minute Webinar. I want to talk a little bit about that and also the good guys at speakerspathway.com. But the 6-Minute Webinar, we got a boot camp coming up on Saturday, October the 24th. Trust me on this. You don't want to miss it. I was talking with a couple of gentlemen who are with a marketing company. They have huge clients. And when I explained to them what the 6-Minute Webinar, they said, oh, my goodness. One guy just subconscious says, you can reach a multitude of people with that. And he was thinking about the individual, and that's exactly right. And that boot camp coming up on October the 24th, on Saturday, October 24th, Mr. Bill, how can someone find that link to go there?
You know, we're actually going to be releasing the link tomorrow. So we'll have it on next week's show.
Okay.
You can also go to 6minutewebinar.com and check. We'll have a link right at 6minutewebinar.com. It's a 3-hour boot camp that will take you to a place of clarity in your business that will be astounding to you. And the 3-hour boot camp, Jim, is only $99. I mean, it's worth thousands. It is literally worth thousands of dollars, but we're only charging 99. And we had one last month, and we had about 50 people on it, and it went 3 hours, and everybody was disappointed because it flew by so fast. They all
nobody left.
Yeah, nobody left. Yeah. It was very exciting. Very exciting.
Our guest today is Mr. Steve Fraley. I just want to give a plug for Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Fraley, his website is realnoni.com. That's realnoni.com. He has a toll-free number. It's 888-882-6664. And Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, that Noni, that sounds like something just really, you know, can it make me young and good looking again, Bill?
Well, you know what? It would surprise me if it did. But you know, I want to say this, Jim. You know, this is literally, I say this without blinking an eye, to me, what Steve Fraley grows. This is their family farm. I want to be very clear. This is not a big corporation. We'll have Steve talk a little bit about the family farm. Sunrise Farm is the name of the farm. And I'll have him speak about that. This isn't a big corporation. This is something that Steve has dedicated his life to. And with my involvement with this Noni that Steve grows and produces, the Noni fruit leather and the lotions, we'll have him talk about that. I could sit here and take up the rest of the hour telling you stories of how Noni has helped people with high blood pressure, with diabetes, and medical claims can't be made with it, but Noni has over 165 compounds in it and is an adaptogen, right, Steve? So
correct.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that, how an adaptogen works.
Okay, well, first of all, if you go back, you know, for my influence growing up in the 50s in Missouri, there was three main influences: Rachel Carson in Silent Spring, the book, Adele Davis about nutrition, and One Straw Revolution, which was about organics. And all those things influenced us. Adele Davis is the one that coined the phrase, you are what you eat, okay, what you put in your body. And so what you're talking about is adaptogen. What you take Noni, it feeds the cells of the body. Your body takes those compounds. And Noni's not a miracle, but it does heal different things. You know, is it Noni miracle? No. Does it heal? Absolutely, if you don't destroy the potency. And that's why we do in our farm what we do. But when you take it internally, it's feeding the cells, and you start noticing things. You start doing tests, as Bill mentioned, for high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. They start going down. It's not a miracle tomorrow is gone, but with time, it changes your immune system and boosts it, and then it's very good for that. So it adapts to your body, and it feeds what your body needs.
Yeah, it's literally a miracle fruit. And the thing I want to emphasize is I'd like Steve to talk a little bit about his farm and how long he's been there, but he does nothing to it. All he does is preserves it in its raw food form. And when you order product from Hawaiian organic noni at realnoni.com, the chances are very high that the product that you get will have been on a tree the week before, right, Steve?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead and talk about
that. Okay. Well, you know, there's several products people see on the website. The first thing we did was the noni fruit leather. And then people started mixing that back in water, and we make lotions you apply topically. And Jim talked about making him look younger. Actually, noni is anti-wrinkling. It cleans up your skin. It tightens your skin with time. So if you use it regularly on your skin, you know, we have women call us all the time, I have my wrinkles and my face are gone. It grows new skin because it produces new cell growth. So topically it does those things. Pain, besides being an immune system internally, pain relief topically is dramatic. We worked for, about 10 years with the University of Hawaii sports trainers on athletes at the University of Hawaii, putting it on, pain would go away, but sports injuries, it would heal them in 8 to 10 days, and they would play. Things were out for the season. So it has a way of, one, it gets rid of pain topically, but taken internally, gets rid of what's causing your rheumatoid arthritis, your plantar fasciitis. So it's addressing not just the symptoms topically, internally, hitting at the root cause. And that's what it does. So you are what you eat. And that's why we took so long developing and maintaining the potency of noni that was actually literally put in my lap. I did not know what it was when I moved here back in the 80s. And it took me 5 years to really understand the value of the fruit that was grown here on my farm.
So, you know, speak a little bit about the farm, Steve.
Well,
I met you, you had 17 acres.
You're right.
And you had your organic kitchen, right? You had an organic kitchen right on the farm where you process.
Right.
Talk a bit about that.
Well, first of all, we are a self-sustainable certified organic farm. We originally started with the 17 acres. We have 20 acres after that. We just added another 33. So we're 70 acres now. And it's all one continuous valley that we've actually put back together as one piece. And noni was growing in my valley. We learned what it likes. It likes full sun. So we've taken trees that grew on our farm in the valley, transplanted them up into the full sun, up top in the flat. We have 18 acres of trees. And it was a learning curve what it likes. And so now we space them about 25, 30 feet apart. And I was stunned. People are familiar with apples and pears. I used to grow those in the 60s in California, one pick in a year. Noni would produce fruit for 5 months, rest for a month, produce for 5 months, 10 months out of the year. But doing our organic processes of mulch, compost, worm castings, foliar spraying, we start adding 1 cup of worm castings to a tree. The tree started producing 12 months out of the year for 15 years now. We do it every 6 months, 1 cup. And there's a new article that just came out in the Cultivator, which is from cornucopiainstitute.org. They did a whole article about our farm and the value of worms. So on our farm, basically what we're doing is mimicking what nature has done for millennium in the forest floor. You walk out in the forest, leaves are on the ground, cool, dark, dank place. There's worms, thousands of different types of worms that are composting things, feeding the trees. So there's a whole cycle going around and around in the forest. That's what we do here. So we're just working with nature, mulching, composting, worm castings, and growing very potent noni and very healthy trees organically.
Wow, that's amazing because, I know also that worms are real good for help aerating stuff, which helps moisture get there. And they're just very, very beneficial to, especially all gardeners know the value of worms.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what they do.
Yeah. Well, we started doing with the COVID, we could not do our free farm tours anymore. And so we're today at 10 o'clock Hawaii time. Every Friday, we do a Facebook Live under Hawaiian Organic Noni. And it's 20 minutes to 45 minutes, and we've done different segments, and we've done things all through of our process, showing how to make compost, how to mulch, how to grow worms, and we have bins there with worms in it, how to make compost teas. So we're trying to educate people of things that they can do in their backyard on a small scale that we do on 70 acres. It's the same principles. It's what nature's done for millennium, but it's feeding the plants. It's not just what you are, what you eat. You are what you're feeding your plants. No chemicals. It's organic. More potency. No negative side effects. So.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Because would you share which island that you're actually on? Because your island is very not very unpopulated to compare to Honolulu.
It's very unique. There's 7 inhabited islands in the Hawaii chain. We're the northernmost island called Kauai, K-A-U-A-I. It's 4 million years old. It's the wettest spot on Earth in the top of the mountain. But there's microclimates. I get about 30, 40 inches rain a year. It's called the Garden Island. There's 50 shades of green. It looks like Ireland. It's so green. There's beaches everywhere. Bill's been here. It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful spot.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful, healthy spot.
Sounds beautiful. It really does. I love it. And we were talking to Ben, our producer, earlier before the show, and he says, Hawaii, he says, that's one place he always wanted to go. So me and Ben, we'll pack our suitcase and come over there and stay a couple of years with you, if that's okay, Steve.
That's fine. Bill did that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's really Kauai itself is quite a spiritual experience. It's a very, very special place. Mm. And I must say, having spent some time on the farm at Sunrise Farms, there's this just incredible, amazing energy there. And I know in a little bit, Jim, we're going to go to break. But when we come back, I want to talk to Steve. We're going to talk about antioxidants. Because people really understand antioxidants. And I want people to realize that what we're sharing about this is not a sales pitch.
No,
this is just a fruit. It's a natural fruit that's been, there's a number of articles, we'll talk about that in the National Institute of Health too, about Noni. It sounds kind of crazy when you hear it all, but it's a remarkable natural fruit.
Absolutely. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, it comes to your health, your mental health, your physical health. That is the foundation for you to be a good entrepreneur. And that's why we have all these good information here. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Don't you just hate it when someone starts a sentence by saying, "Don't take this the wrong way, but..." According to Elizabeth Bernstein of the Wall Street Journal, we all do this on occasion. Some people refer to these phrases as tee-ups. That seems fitting. What do you do with a golf ball? You tee it up and then give it a giant wallop. Tee-ups like, to tell you the truth, supposedly soften the blow. But if you are taking the trouble to announce your honesty now, maybe you've been telling too many taradiddles, flummery, and fiblets. Being on the wrong side of a tee-up can be confusing for the listener. What are other words for confusion and frustration? Wouldn't dream and jargoggle. Maybe it would be best to try to remain pricknickety. That means totally above board and precise.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my new app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at SpeakersPathway.com and the 6MinuteWebinar.com. Be sure and go to the 6MinuteWebinar.com tomorrow or later on, or first part of next week, I should say. There's going to be information there about the October 24th, that's on a Saturday, the boot camp, about the 6-Minute Webinar. And I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have got a tremendous subject on today with Mr. Steve Fraley from Hawaii. And he's talking about the noni fruit. And my goodness gracious, what I've heard so far, if you're living in pain or if you got something that's gnawing on you like a rat on cheese, you need to tune this, listen to this. Most importantly, share this show with others. Mr. Bill, Steve's a great friend of yours. You've known him for many years and you've used his product for many years. And it is just an amazing product, isn't it, sir?
Well, you know, I said it at the beginning of the show. I'll say it again. In my words, this is the best product in the world. And the reason I say that is because it's organic. You can use it for so many health ailments. It isn't, you know, like the lotion. Steve will talk about those in a minute. If you wake up in the morning with a kink in your neck, you put some of his Icy Heat lotion on there. Mm-hmm. In 5 minutes, Jim, it just disappears. You forget you ever had it.
Wow. Right?
I mean, that's not an exaggeration. I have been using this product for a number of years. I actually had, Steve, I had a growth on the side of my face to the right of my eye between there and my hairline. It almost looked like it might have been skin cancer, kind of scabby, maybe half the size of a penny, right? Mm-hmm. So I started putting your lavender lotion on it, right? In 3 days, that thing just fell off.
Oh.
Now, that's not an exaggeration. That literally happened.
Yeah. I want to hear more about that lavender lotion because I was telling the guys during the break, Allison Stillman, she was on about 4 weeks ago. She was sharing information about essential oils. And she said, one of them that you must have in your house is lavender. And I'm going to turn it over to Steve there.
Yeah. Let's go first to antioxidants and then talk about the lotions.
Okay.
So go ahead, Steve.
Okay, antioxidants. Well, there's 165 compounds in the pulp of noni. I mean, dimethylphenol, scopolamine, anthraquinones, terpenes, phytonutrients. It's just a broad base. One of them, and a lot of these, are antioxidants. So a lot of people talk about, you know, the value of antioxidants. The U.S., the Department of Health recommends, 3,000 to 5,000 units a day to promote good health. We sent our noni fruit leather to UEB Labs in California to do analytical analysis of it. Noni juice, 1,506 units antioxidants. Blueberries, 2,400. Apples, 3,082. Our fruit leather was 340,000. That's 34,000. So a 2-inch by 2-inch piece, you're getting 6,000 units of antioxidants. Just one piece a day. So you're getting 1.5 times the amount of antioxidants per day from one piece that feed the cells of your body and promote good health. So that's one of the compounds on the that does it. And so it's like off the chart antioxidant. When they go to our website, there's a revolving banner on the homepage. There's one called Hammer Aging, which lists on there. This article was written in a national magazine about what I just talked about the antioxidant power and why and what it is in noni, this, you know, what it does for you. And that's on our website. They can see it. There's all kinds of articles written by doctors, nurses, things like that on our websites using our product and what they found. And antioxidants is a big one.
Hmm. I tell you, I'm at his website right now, ladies and gentlemen, looking at it. And it's realnoni.com. That's realnoni.com. And they have a toll-free number that Steve's daughter answers because it's a family business. The toll-free number is 888-882-6664. And I tell you, Bill, it's the more I'm looking at this stuff, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness gracious, I'm so glad you invited Steve on the show. Most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad we're getting the information out to you because I had never heard of noni. It's because I live on a farm out in the middle of nowhere. My address is 40 Plum Street, 40 miles from nowhere and plumb back in the woods.
It's like me.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Jim, that one of the interesting things, again, is this product this isn't some big corporation, okay? Steve has a family farm. You've been doing this how many years now, Steve, growing the noni, working?
Well, we started in 1982. It was growing here, but we really started in the 90s once I understood the value of it. And then it was a challenge to develop a process to maintain what's in the fruit, you know? So that was the challenge. So we really started in the early 90s. It's been over 30 years.
So this isn't, you know, they don't have a warehouse full of product sitting in Los Angeles waiting to ship. When you order product from them, like I said, the chances are, I would say, because I've known Steve quite a while, 90% that the product that you receive will have been on a tree no more than 7 or 10 days before. Is that right, Steve?
It's pretty close. It's usually about two weeks, because by the time we pick it and process it and then we package it, we're always at peak production and, you know, sales, because we have a very large client base. We've been doing this for a long time. And when it works, people keep coming back and they tell a friend, you know, just as you found, Bill. So, So, we've done a lot of clinical analysis because we are inspected by the FDA. And one of the things we've always said, it has a 2-year shelf life, all of our products, not refrigerated. And they said, you can't say that. And I said, what? They said, you have to have lab tests. And I showed them one. It was about 8 years old. They said, no, you have to have a current one. So we sent our fruit leather to that laboratory in California. They put it in the incubator at 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 75% humidity for 4 months. And every 30 days, they take it out and test it. The first one, they tested for coliform, E. coli, salmonella, staphylococcus, yeast, mold, zero. And that equates out after 4 months to a 2-year shelf life. But they also tested this last time for potency retention of scopolamine, domoconthol, the antioxidants. At the end of 2 years, a 1% drop in potency, not refrigerated. So we've bound up the compounds into the fruit leather, give it a long shelf life. And that's lab tests just showing the potency and the shelf life of it. Mm. So you get the benefit. So
talk a little bit about your lotion, Steve, and how you came about to make
that. That's really fun. On our website, you can click on this article called We Love to Rub Noni on Our Body. And it was in the Doctor's Prescriptions for Healthy Living, the National Magazine. He interviewed Melody Toth, who had been the head sports trainer for 20 years at the University of Hawaii. Many years ago, it was on I followed UH Sports. I love basketball, football. Their star basketball player, torn Achilles, out for the season. So I called Mel and I said, look, I have this fruit leather we mix back in water. We make a lotion, we put it on, and it heals our injuries on our farm, pulled muscles, torn ligaments. She goes, I'll try anything. So make a long story short, I flew to Honolulu, went in, mixed in a ketchup bottle. We didn't even have a formula left, just the fruit leather mixed in water and a ketchup bottle. They applied it 10 days to Achilles, 10 days it did an MRI, totally healed. He played all season.
Oh, my gosh.
And so in the article, she talks about quadriceps, hamstrings, bursitis, tendonitis, lower back pain, prevents cramps. If you're an athlete or you jog, you put it on beforehand, you don't cramp. If you have a cramp, put it on, it goes away in 60 seconds. So there's all these things over the years of working with her, she found on athletes. So we developed in the beginning the Noni Lavender Lotion. And then they said, you know, they found, you know, athlete's foot, different skin problems would go away, but the sports injuries and pain. But then they asked us to mix it with menthol and camphor. So we started buying menthol crystals and camphor oil, all plant-based, and added a minute amount to the lotion to make the icy heat lotions. It makes it penetrate faster. And she found on the athletes at the University of Hawaii, the response time was faster for getting rid of pain and actually healing, because it opened up the pores of the body, let it penetrate to the bone, and it would heal these sports injuries faster. So you'll see different lotions on our website. The icy heat you would not use on a skin condition with a menthol camphor, but the Noni Lavender lotion on your face anywhere. So we have different lotions, but the Noni Lavender lotion, and our website, there's testimonial pages, there's things that talks about the different skin irritations you can use the lotion for, as well as sports injuries or muscle fatigue, but just eight spots, liver spots with time go away, putting it on topically. It's not put on once, it's gone tomorrow, but 7 to 10 days, you'll find your spots go away because it grows new skin. So Noni Lavender lotion.
Yeah, I want to share a story with you, Steve. This is a true story. A couple of years ago, I was at a seminar, and there were, you know, maybe 300 people there. It was a 5-day seminar. And the second day in the morning, mid-morning, this woman comes up to me and she says, I hear that you have something that takes away pain. And I'm like, well, yeah, I've got Noni lotion. She said, I got up this morning and I had such a headache, I couldn't leave my room for 3 hours. And she said, would it help that? I said, gee, you know, I don't know, but I'd be happy to give you some and you can try it, you know. So she took some. She still had the pain then, she said. Again, I'm not a doctor. This is what she told me. But anyways, I saw her 3 days later because there were quite a few people there. And I don't even remember her name now. I think it was Valerie. But anyways, I said, hey, Valerie. And she looked at me, Steve, and her eyes popped open like she saw a ghost, right? This is a true story. And she said, oh, my God, I forgot all about you. She said, I put that lotion on. I have not had a problem since. I even forgot that I had the headaches the beginning of the week. True wow. story. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. So with I've got many different examples of things with people where it's helped. Again, you know, it's to me, Jim, this is the best product in the world because it deals with so many things that we can't go and get allopathic or prescription drugs for.
Oh, yeah.
Where you know, if you get, like Steve was talking about cramps, if you get a, if you get, some people get, have a friend of mine had these leg shakes where his legs would shake at night. He used the lotions and it just stopped it. You know?
Wow, that's really amazing because, you know, as you're talking about that, it sounds like that your body just pulls from the noni what it needs, and it knows what it
exactly.
needs.
Exactly. It's adaptive.
That's exactly what, yeah.
That's what yeah. we were talking about earlier. Yep.
Yeah, and we're going to have to break here in just a few moments for a commercial break, but ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back, and be sure and share this great show with someone else. Thank you.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
May gladden girls, but they seem to burden guys. That's what a recent study by Live Science says. Women respond with happy gratitude when they receive a present, but when a man unwraps a gift, he immediately feels a sense of obligation to the giver. Even those women who really don't like getting presents are pretty good at faking a smile. What do you call a person who fakes a smile? An exodesiast. According to psychologists, men tend to keep mental notes of what they got from whom and check it against their own generosity. Women, on the other hand, take gift-giving much less seriously. I guess ever since Eve gave Adam the apple, there has been trouble between sexes about gifts. Have you ever unwrapped a G-Food jet? That's another name for any gift you'd just rather put in the garbage.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
I Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-minutewebinar.com. Just go to 6-minutewebinar.com. We got Mr. Bill Heinrich with us today. He is the honorary host here on Toginet Radio. He has a wonderful free ebook called Clarity Has No Story. Just go to myfreebook.me. That's myfreebook.me. And our guest today, Ed, this is going to be some great news for some of you headache sufferers out there that suffer from migraines and all that. But Steve Fraley, the website is realnoni.com. That's R-E-A-L-N-O-N-I.com. Phone number, toll free, 888-882-6664. And during the break, I asked him how to, you know, affect people with it's got migraine headaches, and if you just share that real brief little story that you shared with us.
Yeah, well, we used to go to a lot of trade shows in the mainland, and there'd be 50, 40,000 buyers coming through, and it was very common. Women would come up, oh, I got a terrible headache, or I have plantar, my feet are killing me. We'd always have a chair. We'd sit them down, and we'd put one of the lotions on them. They'd say, can I put this on you? It's water-based. They go, okay. We'd put it on them, and generally they get up, they walk away, and within 3 to 4 minutes, they come back, go, wow, my headache's gone, or my foot pain's gone. What is this? Mm. You know? So it just gets into the cells, and different people faster, different people slower, but It addresses pain, and that's what it does. And that's the proof is in the pudding. You put it on and you'll see the pain goes away. And it's very common. And that's why we do that at trade shows. When people come up or with farmers markets, we ask, do you have pain? And they go, yeah. Can I put this on you? Sure. You know, and they, when it goes away, they're happy and they're very impressed. So.
And thank you so much. And I tell you, yeah. Bill, you've been affiliated with the product for a long, long time. You know what it does. You've seen it, what it can do, not only for you, but other people, even strangers you come in contact with that are suffering from some type of a physical ailment. And I tell you, you got a lot of information there at the website, realnoni.com, R-E-A-L-N-O-N-I.com. Mr. Bill, I'll tell you right now, I think that stuff would work on me if I had any pain because it didn't require any intelligence, does it?
You just consume it. And you know, Jim, that's a great point because even if you don't have pain, this noni fruit leather,
Right.
I do two things with Noni, and I've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. One, I have a square. When you get the Noni fruit leather, you cut it up into 32 pieces. You have one piece a day. And what that does is it's preventive, so you don't get sick. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I mean, I just want Noni in my body. The other thing, this the Noni lavender lotion that Steve talks about, I have been using that to shave. Every morning for the last 6 years, I put it on. I let it soak into my skin. And you know, Noni coagulates blood, Jim. What if people are out hiking in Hawaii, the people that have lived there for a while, if they get hurt or cut themselves, they go right over to a Noni tree, get the Noni, right, Steve? Put it on the cut. What happens, Steve, when they do that?
It coagulates the blood. It stops bleeding. But it's also killing bacterial infections, you know, it does.
Wow.
So it does different things, but it stops the bleeding really quick and heals the wound. So,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, you may hear a rooster in the background. That's one of Steve's roosters. And
no, that's wild jungle. That's wild chickens out in the jungle here. They're called jungle fowl.
Yeah. And the reason why he's crowing out there, he wants the sun to come up and he wants to get on the microphone. He wants to talk about Noni too.
So you can hear the rooster outside. Okay, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I like roosters.
Yeah.
So this show is flying by fast.
Oh, gosh.
And I just, Steve, we've been just firing things at you. Are there some points that you want to make that you haven't had an opportunity because we've been talking too much or asking questions?
Well, just to reiterate, one, you know, Noni is not a miracle, but it is raw food that addresses and heals. And so what we do is raw food. We don't do juice because of the compounds and the vitality in the raw pulp. And we have a lot of, on our website, there's a lot of lab tests on our product showing the potency, 14 times more potent than Noni juice. But the two main benefits I've seen over 25 years is overall health and wellness, boosting the immune system, as you mentioned, taking it every day to keep you well. And the second main one is pain. pain, you start taking it internally, it addresses what's causing your arthritis or plantar fasciitis, whatever pain you've got. The lotions address it pretty quickly, topically. Taken internally is what gets at the root cause. Hmm. And the last thing, animals. People who have pets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, For years, I've been associated with American Holistic Veterinary Association, and there's articles on our website interviewing veterinarians using our products. Hip dysplasia in older animals goes away. You start feeding it to them. You start feeding it to them, and they become almost younger. They're up and down the steps going upstairs. But their vitality increases. Worms come out. It deworms them. Skin conditions, and no need lavender lotion on animals. Animals that itch. You put it on, they stop itching.
Wow.
And so the same products we have for people, we have with a different label, different bottle for animals. You would never use the icy heat on an animal because of the menthol camphor. You know, they get it in their eye, they couldn't get it out, and it would be burning. But we have the same products, and it does the same thing for pets, dogs, cats, horses, as it does for people.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're sharing that information, because there's so many pet lovers out there that their animals suffer. And when they suffer, I mean, as a pet owner and a pet lover, you suffer too, big time.
Yeah.
And go right ahead, sir.
Well, you're in Texas. My sister lives in Bowie, Texas. She has 50 horses. You're familiar with crack heel, grease heel, dew poison when they get the open things on their leg?
Yeah.
You put the lotion on, 3 to 4 days, they're gone.
Wow.
Thrush in the hoof.
Wow.
You put the fruit leather in there or the lotions. We have a product called BioBands. You pack it in the frog of the foot. With the fungicides, it takes 4 to 6 weeks. We're putting it in there, 4 to 6 days, thrush is gone.
Good gracious.
The great thing is you don't have to believe it. You just got to use it, and you'll see what happens.
That's what Bill was telling me. He says, Jim, you're in luck. You don't need any intelligence for this stuff to work on you.
But if you buy it and leave it on the shelf or in your medicine cabinet in your bathroom, it doesn't work. You have to put it on.
Yeah.
You know, you have to use it. So anyway.
Yeah, somebody when I was over in Hawaii was telling me they had some horses, and they had a noni tree by their pasture. And they were telling me, they're like, you know what's fascinating? When my horses don't feel well, they'll go eat some noni.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And because they know it'll heal them.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we have one quick 30-second story. My sister in Texas, she has 50 acres. They donate horses to her they're going to put down. She pampers them for the last 2 or 3 months of their life. Dominant Lord was a 17-year-old gelding jumper that had a bone thing, a spur, in his hoof where it couldn't run anymore. They were going to put it down. The horse is getting off the trailer at her farm. Her ranch hand is feeding a donkey in a corral our fruit leather. The horse goes over there, pushes the donkey out of the way, and wants the noni, starts eating it. About 2 weeks, my sister calls me. She's crying on the phone. She goes, "We're riding the horse." The horse knew intuitively, go over and eat this. It'll heal my foot, and they won't put me down.
Goodness gracious.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But it goes back to what Bill's saying. Animals know intuitively what's good for them, and they'll eat it. It's raw food. And that's what we've been trying to – the key thing is this potency is in the pulp.
That's the thing I want to say is when you get the product, the fruit leather – from Hawaiian Organic Noni, it's virtually the same as picking it off the tree and eating it. Steve doesn't do anything to it. He just preserves it. So it's 100% pure Noni raw food. Nothing's been done to it except bringing the phytonutrients into the fruit leather itself. Isn't that correct, Steve?
Correct. To maintain it. It really is. It's a minimal amount of processing. I mean, if you look at freeze drying, dehydration, high temperatures, all those processes destroy compounds, you know? So there's a reason that we do what we do at low temperatures, below 115 degrees, with no additives. It's just pure raw noni. And it is as close to the raw fruit on the tree as you can get.
One of the things that Bill said I really appreciate is the fact he takes a little piece of it and puts it between his cheek and gum, and that's very beneficial because you get it into your bloodstream a lot more quicker, a lot
through
more pure.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm just – I can't wait to get my hands on some because I'm going to – I'm going to fill the bathtub up and put some of my stuff in there and baptize myself. It's funny.
It's funny. Yeah.
But it's really amazing. When you go to realnoni.com, ladies and gentlemen, you look at the information there and you'll think, oh, my goodness gracious, I'm so glad I heard about this on the radio. So please go to realnoni.com, R-E-A-L-N-O-N-I.com, and be sure and share this radio show with others that you know that suffer from pain, because my goodness gracious, that's a wonderful thing to be able to help somebody that, you know, to relieve their pain. And you've got a great natural resource here from Hawaii. It'll make a rooster crow all the way through a radio show. But please do them a favor and share this wonderful message. And we got about 2 minutes left, Bill. I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you share any ideas, closing remarks.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say, Steve?
I think we've covered a lot. We've covered a lot. Yeah. And I would highly recommend, we have a very thorough website. There's a toolbar at the top. People go there, you see new testimonials. But mm-hmm. they click on the media toolbar. There's blogs. There's 800 blogs. There's articles and research. There's things about pets. And so they can get a lot of information and look what other people have said about it. And using it. It's not us writing it. It's just taking people's personal experience. So you can get that from our website.
Steve, why don't you give the scientific name of this so people can go to the National Institute of Health's website?
It's Morinda citrifolia, M-O-R-I-N-D-A, Morinda citrifolia, C-I-T-R-I-F-O-L-I-A, citrifolia is the botanical name of Noni.
Yeah, and you'll find how many articles are there?
On our website, there's over 40.
Yeah,
I don't know.
At the National Institute of Health.
The National Institute, there's hundreds of them. On PubMed, there's over 400 published research studies on Noni, generally using Noni juice. And 14 times more potent is our fruit loader than juice because of the process.
Wow.
Really something, huh, Jim?
It really is. I'm super impressed. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege for me and Bill to bring Steve on the show today to share this wonderful information with you. Be sure and share this information with others that maybe suffer from some type of physical affliction. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.